Boulder County health officials say the number of new COVID cases has increased the community risk level from low to medium. Over 200 people out of 100,000 were infected. The shift was not a surprise as the more contagious BA2 variant is spreading across the country. The shift in risk levels requires the use of face masks in healthcare settings, homeless shelters, and correctional facilities. The city of Boulder responded to the news with an annual healthcare facility announcement that city council meetings will return to all virtual instead of the hybrid live and online versions. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended that people stay up to date on vaccinations, consider wearing masks, and follow isolation guidelines. Boulder Mayor Aaron Brockett and Colorado Representative Joe Neguse expressed their sorrow and support on social media after a gunman in Buffalo, New York, shot 13 people in a grocery store on Saturday. 10 people died before the suspect surrendered to the police. All of the fatal victims were Black, and authorities plan to leverage hate crime charges. The 18-year-old gunman, who live-streamed the attack, published a racist manifesto ahead of the massacre. The attack in Buffalo came a little over a year after a gunman killed 10 people in the Table Mesa King Soopers in Boulder. In a tweet published Saturday, Boulder Mayor Aaron Brockett wrote, "While their tragedy is a uniquely horrible combination of senseless gun violence and white supremacy, Boulder stands with Buffalo in this time of trauma and heartbreak." Current and former workers of a Grand Junction mental health facility recorded false patient information for years to help secure better funding from the state. 29 whistleblowers told the Colorado News Collaborative about their experience as employees at Mind Springs Health. Workers allege that their supervisors asked them to make up diagnoses, to justify treating patients, and to record information that showed all patients had improved. Three top Mind Springs executives resigned after the News Collaborative published a story about poor care at the center. The facility is one of 17 regional community mental health centers throughout Colorado that make up the state's safety net system. For the second weekend in a row, following the leaked draft ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that would reverse Roe v. Wade, protesters gathered across the country to voice support for abortion rights. In Colorado, large rallies took place in Boulder, Longmont, and Denver. Over 2,000 people rallied at the Boulder County Courthouse and marched with signs down Pearl Street on Saturday. Colorado law does guarantee the right to an abortion, but many medical workers fear this reversal could overwhelm and strain the healthcare system in Colorado. The first all-Black group summited Mount Everest this weekend. Two members of the group are from Colorado. KGNU's Kiara Damari has more.
According to Outside Online, about 6,000 climbers have climbed Mount Everest, and until this weekend, only 10 have been Black. Thomas Moore from Denver and Eddie Taylor from Boulder reached the summit with the Full Circle, a group of 7 Black climbers. The group's founder, Phil Henderson, who lives in Cortez, Colorado, said the world of outdoor sports doesn't include people of color. Henderson has worked at the National Outdoor Leadership School for more than 30 years, and according to him, for the entire time, he's been the only Black person on staff. Henderson told Outdoor Online that this summit is a major step toward further inclusivity in outdoor activities. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.
Search crews recovered the body of a missing 29-year-old man from Cherry Creek Reservoir on Saturday. The victim had been missing for a week after he became separated from a tube pulled by a boat. The man, who has not yet been identified, had not been wearing a life jacket. In today's weather, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after noon today. Winds could pick up in the afternoon along with the storms, with gusts as high as 18 miles per hour. In Boulder, partly sunny with a high near 85 and lows in the evening, around 54 today. Today in Denver will be mostly sunny with a high near 86 and a low around 54. And in Fort Collins, it will be sunny with a high near 86 and a low tonight of 52 degrees. Outside the Boulder studios, it's 52 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Ellie Stuckrath.